The Web That Has No Weaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 267. Heart Disharmonies. The heart is responsible for a human being's timely interaction in time and place. It allows for manners, ceremony, and propriety. The heart is about appropriate connection in terms of a place, person, or project. The heart stores a heart spirit and also rules the blood and is responsible for the evenness of the pulse. Because the heart organ operates in a short time frame, when its patterns become chronic, they are usually perceived as linking with other organs that can sustain them for longer durations of time. Patterns of deficient heart blood and deficient heart yin. The heart's blood is a responsive and relaxed component of the link to time and place. The heart's yin has a deeper quiescence and stillness. Both disharmony patterns share overlapping signs. Heart palpitation, sweating, forgetfulness, insomnia, anxiety with situations and people. These signs are thought of as the blood or yin unable to embrace the qi or yang. Heart blood and heart yin both have discomfort and the feeling of unease that is related to particular situations. Heart blood patterns are likely to have shyness and a sense of vulnerability or a wanting to withdraw. Heart yin patterns are likely to be a person who is visibly jumpy or chatty or who makes a determined effort to conceal anxiety. Both patterns can have signs of inappropriate behavior, but deficient blood is closer to awkwardness. Deficient yin is more flighty and restless. Both patterns can have signs of insomnia, but deficient blood tends to have trouble falling asleep. Deficient yin will often awake in the night. Both patterns will have trouble with speaking in public, but blood patterns may tend to forget the words, while a person with deficient yin in haste may say unintended words. Both patterns tend to forget, but heart blood forgets routine things like the qi, while heart yin forgets the name of the place or person. Of course, other signs and the tongue and pulse will help separate the two patterns. The blood pattern will have a pale face and a thin pulse, while the yin pattern will have a reddish face, a thin rapid pulse, and other signs of heat. Sometimes, the blood and yin patterns overlap and are hard to distinguish. If the problem is chronic, the associated deeper organs help to determine the diagnosis. Deficient heart blood is often associated with deficient spleen qi because the spleen produces the blood, while deficient heart yin is usually related to deficient kidney yin because the kidney are the source of the yin of the organs. When Western doctors examine patients exhibiting deficient blood or yin of the heart, they often find cardiovascular disorders characterized by tachycardia, arrhythmia or anemia, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, and anxiety disorders. Pattern of deficient heart qi and deficient heart yang. Patterns of deficiency of the heart qi or heart yang have to do with the effort needed to ensure the evenness of the pulse. The signs of either are associated with irregular pulse types such as knotted or intermittent. Qi and yang have the usual other signs that accompany their pattern. These patterns can be associated with the absence of the tension or assertion needed to make a connection with people. In this situation, signs may include lacking warmth in connecting to people, being unable to sustain conversation, being unable to communicate one's meaning or intention, or being too slow to express oneself. An absence of joy may also be a sign of her qi or yang being depleted. Most commonly, deficient heart qi or yang is an associated pattern with deficient kidney yang, which is the kidney are the root of yang, or deficient lung qi, because there is a link to the sea of the qi in the chest. Western doctors who examine patients displaying deficient heart qi or yang, usually with the kidney or lung pattern, often observe cardiac insufficiency, coronary atherosclerosis, angina pectoris, or anxiety disorders. Patterns of congealed heart blood. Insufficient heart qi or heart yang to move the blood in the chest often precedes and accompanies the pattern of congealed heart blood. This extremely serious condition is an instance in which a yin condition produces a partial yang condition. The resulting pattern may be yin within yang, indicated by a strong pulse, or yang within yin, indicated by a weak pulse. In either case, congealed heart blood will manifest yang signs of stomach pain and purple wet face and tongue, along with such yin signs as lassitude, palpitations, and shortness of breath. The pulse is likely to be in between yin and yang, for example, choppy or wiry. Mucus may also contribute to the obstruction of blood. The resulting mucus obstructing the heart and congealed blood pattern would have accompanying mucus signs, such as thick, greasy tongue moss, woven into the clinical picture. Patients manifesting the pattern of congealed blood are often diagnosed in Western terms as suffering from angina pectoris, pericarditis, or coronary artery disease. A Western doctor would, after this diagnosis, further examine the heart to investigate possibilities for surgery. A Chinese doctor, after diagnosing the pattern congealed heart blood, would need to determine whether the pattern was one of relative excess or deficiency, what aspects of heart heat or cold were present, and what other organs were involved. Patterns of cold mucus confusing the heart opening, and mucus fire agitating the heart. Mucus affecting the heart implies that the heart connection to the time and space is occluded and seriously disrupted. The person is disoriented and not relating to ordinary reality. From a Western perspective, these mucus patterns imply serious mental disease. Cold mucus confusing the heart orifices is often a seriously mentally ill person who cannot function in a normal social environment. A bag lady or a mentally handicapped homeless person belongs here. Since cold mucus is in, the behavioral signs might include an inward, restrained, foolish manner, muttering to oneself, delusions, staring at walls, and sudden blackouts. Delusions are common and a person is often friendly and not threatening. Potential harm is usually unintentionally self-inflicted. Other signs such as coldness, passivity, fixations, a white, thicky, coated tongue, and a slippery pulse are likely to be present. If the person drools phlegm, it's white or watery. The condition can also be less serious and be delineated by such signs as disorientation, lack of logical thinking, confused thoughts, or thoughtless or just sloppy behavior. Mucus fire agitating the heart is yang. The person is assertive, agitated, and aggressive, and may incessantly talk. Harm can easily be inflicted on others as the delusion have a quality of persistent resentment or belligerent hostility. Restraints may be needed. All the mucus heart patterns are generally linked to other organs, but mucus fire is most often connected to the liver organ, which is partially the origin of the aggression. If the person drools phlegm, it tends to be yellow. Often, mucous disharmonies of the heart may be seen to correspond to Western categories of mental illness. At other times, these disharmonies correlate with such Western disease entities as gram-negative sepsis and encephalitis, when they affect the cerebral functions or apoplexy or epilepsy. Clinical sketch. A clinical report published in the Chinese Journal of Traditional Medicine detailed the course of 31 patients with premature ventricular contractions, or PVCS, who were treated by Chinese traditional medicine. Western scientists evaluated the patients by electrocardiography and blood chemistry before and after treatment, and reported that traditional Chinese therapy led to complete recovery in 38.7% of the patients. Broad improvement to 38.7% and had no effect on the remaining 22.6%. No patient in this study suffered any side effects from the treatment. In general, the Chinese physicians distinguished two broad types of disharmony: excess, which is congealed blood, and deficiency, which is deficient qi and or blood. Each patient was treated with herbal prescriptions to correspond with the exact variation of the pattern the patient exhibited. Here are the details of one particular case. The patient, a male bookkeeper aged 53, was first examined on January 5, 1978. His chief complaint was heart palpitations. His chest has felt distended and full for the past 9 months, with the discomfort especially severe after exertion. He had a long history of coughing up sticky white phlegm, especially in the winter. His tongue material was dark purple and reddish with white greasy moss. His pulse was primarily knotted. The Western evaluation by electrocardiogram showed a heart rate of 88 beats a minute with 5 PVCS per minute. Blood chemistry data included reading of 286 mg per milliliter cholesterol and 196 mg per milliliter triglyceride. An X-ray examination revealed a normal heart with changes consistent with emphysema. The traditional Chinese physician found several patterns existing simultaneously. The pattern of congealed heart blood was predominant, revealed by the darkish tongue, chest pressure, knotted pulse, and heart palpitations. Secondary aspects of mucus obstructing the heart were seen in the signs of phlegm and greasy tongue moss. In addition, the symptom of coughing phlegm, sensitivity to winter cold, and white greasy moss pointed to cold damp mucus obstructing the lungs. In addition, the reddish tongue and rapid pulse were associated with deficient heart yin. The patient received a 7-day herbal prescription that contained 11 ingredients including puerperia, trichosanthes, and salvia militaria. The purpose of the herbs was mainly to move blood and also to transform mucus and slightly nourish the heart yin. After taking the herbs for 7 days, the patient reported a reduction in palpitations and reduced feeling of heaviness in the chest. He also coughed less and the PVCS were reduced to 3 to 4 beats per minute. The patient was then given a similar prescription for a period of 35 days. After this, most symptoms disappeared. And upon re-examination by Western scientists, the patient's electrocardiogram showed no evidence of premature ventricular contractions or of any other abnormality. Blood evaluation showed 255 milligram per milliliter cholesterol and 95 milligram per milliliter triglycerides. The patient was discharged with an additional herbal prescription to maintain his improvement. It's interesting to note that several of the herbs used in the patient's prescription have been studied by pharmacologists and demonstrated to dilate the coronary arteries, thus increasing the supply of blood and oxygen to the heart. Obviously, this report does not prove that Chinese medicine works according to criteria acceptable for biomedicine. It's a case report, and the entire discussion lacks such safeguards of modern research methodology as concurrent controls and blind assessment. Nonetheless, it gives a flavor of the contemporary intersections of Chinese and biomedicine in China and pattern thinking. For a discussion of acceptable evidence for the determination of efficacy in the modern West, see Appendix E.